Hey guys, it's Michelle Collins. Welcome to the Michelle Collins Show. It's my show, and I'm thrilled you're here. We're going to be bringing you episodes every single week with different co-hosts, the same usual nonsense, off-the-cuff humor, news, advice, pop culture. I know it's a novel concept for a podcast, but what can I say? I'm an innovator. That's what I do. You'll be getting episodes every week, but if you want to hear daily episodes, you can head over to my Patreon. That's www.patreon.com/MishCall, MichColl. I have co-hosts every single day. It's funny. It's loose. It's authentic. I do weekly episodes with my mother. If you're curious as to how someone is made this way, I highly recommend tuning into those and some video content as well, which is exciting. I'm off to contour, but I want you to enjoy this episode. It's fabulous. We adore you and we look forward to seeing you over on the Patreon.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Forever Dog.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Midnight Snack. I'm Michelle Collins. I'm so overjoyed, over the moon. She is one of the busiest girls that I've ever known and took time to do this podcast today. And she's just genuinely a good soul. Truly, I don't believe you have a bad bone in you. I really mean that.
Thank you.
It's really true. Star of Riviera, which season 3 is out in UK and Europe, October 15th, and then soon here. You can watch the first 2 seasons on Amazon and on Sundance Now, and also follow her at Miss Julia Stiles on Instagram, right? That's your handle?
Yep.
I don't want to fuck that up. Julia Stiles. Hi, Jules.
Hi, Nini Coco.
This is a great break. Julia, your son is at school. I want to talk about you as a mom, because I did see you last time momming, and you were a great mom. You were just great. How has it been going for you with this whole situation?
Thank you.
Tell people what you want to say. We were what?
Well, no, we were. Thank you for saying that I'm a great mom for, I think, doing something which was very selfish.
You
which
did?
Was taking him away from the park. Yes, we took him, instead of playing at the playground, you and I wanted to go and have a glass of rosé on.
You think that
Manhattan.
That's selfish? Do you really?
Well, you know, like a 2-year-old doesn't really want to hang out in a restaurant. But anyway, no, it's fine.
I have no memory of him even being remotely cranky at our rosé little catch up. We stood by the park. Remember how, by the way, one quick story for the listeners. I said, where am I meeting you? Go meet me. Remember this? You go meet me in Central Park. I'll be at this park. I go, great. Come in. I'm all creepy. I've got like a trench coat on. I sit in this children's park for like 25 minutes. I'm like, where the fuck is she? All these kids running around me. You know, I'm not great with kids. So I'm like, okay, why are these kids here? And then I just creeped some. You weren't even near me. You were like all the way on the other side of the park. And then we got our wine. So that was okay. We played with him.
It was a lovely afternoon.
Yeah.
It was a lovely afternoon. No. So how have I been doing? Well, I'll tell you that fucking March and April and May on and on was like a shit show. I mean, it was a shock because we went from every day. I just finished Riviera in, we were filming in Argentina. So he's in this like exotic place where he's going to the playground every day. Everyone's so friendly. He had the same sort of group of friends. He was hearing Spanish. It was a lot of, you know, really stimulating activity for him. And then we come back and like everything shuts down. No playgrounds, no play dates.
Wow.
Mommy is like, is the one woman nursery school. I mean, it was hard and we kind of lost our minds for a second, but now we're through it and it's great. I mean,
Are you in Massachusetts right now?
No, I'm in Vancouver.
Oh, in Vancouver.
Yes. So we were going to go to New York after finishing Riviera in March, literally like March 13th or something.
Oh my God.
And then we go, Canada's going to be safer. So we've been in Canada since then.
Your house looks stunning.
I feel really
lucky. Yeah. You are lucky
Thank
to be
you.
There. Trust me. It's no fun here. I mean, I think back, to like New York when this whole thing first happened, and I was lucky because I had neighbors here who I was very friendly with and they kind of kept me company. They've since moved, which I feel like now I have like no building friends, so it's not as fun being here, but it was really creepy. And what's worrying me now is that I think the numbers are going to go up. We see it happening. And then daylight savings time. When it starts getting dark at 4:30 and we have to be inside, I think that honestly, that's why I almost I'm having like a weird moment this week because I know it's coming and it's upsetting me because it's already getting darker earlier and I'm just not ready for that, you know?
Yeah, totally. And then everyone's stuck inside because of the weather. It's going to be hard. I have to say, I think I literally would have absolutely lost my marbles if it hadn't been for my son and having to keep him entertained, because it makes you like totally focus on the present moment and you don't have time to sit there and like wheels spinning, driving yourself crazy.
Yeah, of course. And also you had a man with you, which is exciting. And actually I was reading about this, that now dating now is like everybody is, cuffing season is now on crack because nobody wants to be stuck in the wintertime by themselves. It's like,
so people are like hooking up or moving in with each other. Like,
people are
like
not
rabbits?
Hooking up. Well, no one's hooking up anymore in the way that they used to, I assume, not me, of course, because of the pandemic, but it just feels like people are now going on dates to like make something really happen. And here in New York, that energy, I've never felt that energy because it's...
That never existed before. It was the opposite.
Ever.
What do people do? They put like saran wrap over themselves if they're going to kiss? I mean, I don't understand.
Yeah,
like,
dental dams have been huge. I'm trying to think. no, you know, I'll be honest. I've been...
Or they're just like rushing into relationships. They're rushing into
neediness. And you know, neediness is a big turn off for me. I don't know if I've been independent and I just am used to my life, but I feel like, and maybe because frankly, I'm quite needy in certain ways. So I feel like when I feel neediness coming from someone, I'm not used to it. I don't know if that makes any sense, but, do you feel that at all? Cause I feel like you're not needy at all. I doubt your husband is.
He's definitely not needy. I think he would probably say that I can be needy. Or no, how do I say this? I'm very volatile. I mean, I don't mean volatile like I have fits of anger. I mean that I like express everything. I cannot let anything go. I can't not, if I'm feeling sad or angry or whatever, I cannot keep it below the surface. So
That's like my mother. That's like a very Jewish way to be, to get it out. Cause I feel like wasps don't do that usually. They keep everything very close to their chest.
You call it a wasp.
Girl, you know exactly who I'm calling a wasp. Look, your parents are like, if I were creating the LL Bean catalog, I would put your beautiful parents in there.
No,
they're artsy. They're artsy.
They're super artsy. And like, no, I would say they're not waspy.
I just think because of the Cape Cod thing.
Waspy.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, but they're in a different part of Cape Cod.
Okay, fair
where
enough.
It's more like the fishermen and the people that, you know, do all the work. It's not, or people who retire, but it's not like the Kennebunkport.
No, you're by the way, for the listener, Julia's mom like designs jewelry. Remember when you gave my cat away? Wait, Meg?
No. Yeah, I told you.
I know. I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to add to your trauma.
This is like the darkest episode we've done in this podcast.
I'm so
like,
sorry.
It's because of me. It's me.
Yeah.
It's me. Julia had two cats. I'm going to talk about it right now, who I loved. I loved them so much. And actually, I think the last time you did my last podcast, we brought this up, but there's a very sad update. Tell everyone the name of your two cats.
Meg and Nutley. Haha, Nutmeg. I thought I was being really clever.
I thought
and
adorable.
I got them because I went through a breakup with the man that I was living with at the time. And heartbroken, my mom said, oh, no, it wasn't that. It was before that.
By the way, I wasn't going to say shit to you. And I'm like, that is 100% not when you got those cats. That's
no,
how much she cared about them.
2 years.
Yes.
I got those cats 2 years prior to the breakup, unwittingly.
Yeah.
Because my mom was like, as a test to see if the boyfriend was going to be good.
Oh.
Raising children.
Wait, your mom got you those cats?
My mom convinced me to get the cats.
I will tell you something.
I was in
that's
between
diabolical.
Jobs, I was bored.
Diabolical. Okay.
My mom was like, I don't know that he'll be. I don't even remember what words she used, but she put it in my head that if I got cats and I could see how he took care of them, that I would know if he was going to be a good father. By the way, I was probably like 10. No, I mean,
you were in your 20s.
I was like 25. Yeah, I was nowhere near like doing that. So I did. Then we cut to, we break up, and he loved those cats too, by the way.
I know
but
he did.
We break up and I'm heartbroken. And then I'm like, I want nothing to do with these cats. And I don't want to be the girl with two cats alone in her New York City apartment.
That I can support. It's the reason I don't have cats. No judgments to those who do. I also like fur-free things. Like I don't like being covered in fur, and I know that would make me nuts, but mm-hmm. I begged you. There were two cats, Meg and Nutley. Nutley was an absolute crackhead and Meg was my girl. Meg, I would come in. Because cats know when people aren't loving, no offense. Mm-hmm. So Meg used to come in and like curl up on my lap and her sweet little face. And I said, Julie, it reminded me of, what was that movie? Oh my God, was it Terms of Endearment, right? Where the friend wanted to keep the daughter. It was like Flap was the dad. This is going, you remember that? And the friend was like, please let me raise her. That's how I felt about Meg. I was like, let me have her. Okay. And you sent those cats to your parents. To be fair, the right decision. How long did Nutley last after you sent him to your parents' house?
I feel like not long.
Not so long.
That's a leading question. That's a it leading is. Question.
Listener, it is.
He did not last very long because he was very skittish. But Meg yes. loved it. She was like outside hunting, you know, animal hunting birds. And,
she hunted
and
bees.
Rabbits or whatever.
Constantly hunting
she hunted bees. No, she hunted birds. And she was living the country life, but she's no longer. She passed.
She passed. I don't even want to know. That angel, I wanted to kiss each individual finger of her little paws. She was so sweet. And that's all right. But I'm not mad at you for it. You know that I'm not. I could also get a cat. And you know that I just won't because I just won't do it.
You don't want lint all over you. I understand.
I don't want lint. And now, obviously, traveling is not an option. You know, I'm going to London. Did I tell you that? That's an update.
I know you're going to London, and I think you're also going to LA. And so, is this the first time you've flown since you're going to London?
I actually canceled LA. I was going to go to LA for a possible work thing, and then freaked out about the plane, realized it wasn't worth it, and canceled. I was supposed to leave tomorrow, but London is still happening, and I upgraded, so I'm going to be in my own little, you know, room. But I'm excited about it. I feel like I don't know what's going to happen when I get there. And I'm you've lived there, right? You've shot a bunch of movies there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you enjoy the experience there?
Well, it was before. I mean, yes. I mean, I in many ways, am very enchanted by London. I just think that now during COVID, it's also, I don't want to scare you, but like they're about to start shutting down restaurants again, from what I hear. And like, I mean, the scary thing is when the rules change once you're in a place.
I
right?
know.
Like,
well,
we got
I know.
We finished shooting Riviera season 3 in Argentina, like days before they completely shut it down. Mm-hmm. Like mandatory quarantine where you only can leave your house for an hour a week with permission on a permission slip, you know?
Wow.
And like, you know, in Canada, they make you quarantine for 2 weeks. So how long are you going there for?
2 months.
2 months?
Yes.
Girl.
Possibly longer.
That's exciting.
I know.
That's exciting.
Yeah. It's funny you bring up the rules changing because I was actually supposed to leave last Friday and all my friends who were there were like, don't do it. Lockdown is coming. Wait. And I thought, you know, the weather is still nice in New York. Let me push it a month because I'm going to, you know, you get it. I was like, I'm not going to run there. Let me wait. And so now I'm waiting. And every week I'm like, fuck, I swear if lockdown, I mean, I almost feel guilty talking about it.
I don't think they can prevent you from coming back to your quote unquote home country, right?
I don't believe they can either. And obviously if something happens there, would that happen? I would leave. You know what I mean? But, and of course to the listener, be super cautious. I don't plan on like being wild there. I just have always wanted to live there. And I figure I can work anywhere. Like this is like the time where I can do it carefully, masking, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah,
Julia,
yeah.
When you were making Hustlers, let's talk about you. I'm so sick of myself. I mean, really.
Okay. Yes.
I would argue that it was the biggest movie. It came out last year, right? 2019? I believe, yes.
Yes. Yes, exactly. Exactly. September last year.
I would say that it was...
Or October last year.
October last year. That was a movement. Hustlers was like... I mean, was it wild for you? It's so funny because now that I know you as you, I forget. I'm like, Julia is like a boss. Like you, I mean, to have your name on the poster with all of those other names, were you just like shitting your pants? And also talk to me about what Cardi B is like and J-Lo.
I am speechless. I was like very psyched to have my name on the poster like that and just be involved in the movie because I remember reading the article and it did feel like a movement. And I remember reading the script and thinking that the adaptation was so cool. And I just thought it spoke to me so much and felt so timely. And it did feel like a movement. So then to have like the movie come out and be successful was really an affirmation of all the things that I think are important in storytelling. And being part of a fun movie that's also important, particularly for women, but also just society. And I never got to meet Cardi B actually. She only filmed a day. She did all of her stuff in one day, and I wasn't in that day.
You didn't meet her at any of the parties or anything after?
Well, then I thought, I'll get to meet her. I also wanted to meet Lizzo. I thought I'd get to meet them at the press stuff, but it premiered at the Toronto International Film Festival. And Cardi B couldn't go because she couldn't enter Canada.
Wait, why can't she enter Canada?
And you know why?
No.
Well, I think she was on trial for something. I don't really know, but she was on trial for something. And so she couldn't leave the country.
Wow, that sucks. I never realized that.
Please don't come after me, Cardi, if I'm wrong about this. Please don't come after me, Cardi fans, if I'm wrong about this.
First of all, we are the biggest Cardi fans. Lest everyone be confused. We are two girls who love her, and I actually think she's like incredibly important. So, like, not just for her music, her whole vibe makes me laugh. I love her. I think she's a genius. So, no, where I'm saying I'm hurt for you that you didn't get to meet her. Like, that's where my energy is. It's like, that sucks. And what about Lizzo? Was Lizzo there?
No, because Lizzo, I think, was touring.
Oh my God.
I never got to meet them too. And I'm obsessed with both of them. So, I mean, I love both of them. I didn't get to meet them, but
I demand a recount. I'm not happy about that for you. Yeah.
Jennifer Lopez I got to do my first day on set was my scene with her. And she's phenomenal. I mean, I literally, my jaw was on the floor. I couldn't stay in the scene because I was like looking at her going, who is this person that's transformed? Like she's not Jenny from the Block. She's not J-Lo that we see, you know, in every other thing that she does. She just had like completely become this other character.
She's otherworldly, J-Lo. Stuff, yeah, go on.
She really is. She really is. No, and then all of the press stuff too. Then you see her as a producer and she's just a lovely, so dedicated, hardworking performer.
Wow.
She's really cool. And she gave me a box of sunglasses as my like welcome gift to the show. I was so thrilled to be a part of that.
Oh, I remember the sunglasses.
Oh, I gave you some, didn't I?
You did.
Wait, don't tell her that. Don't tell her that.
No, we would never. You gave me...
In fairness, it was like 20 pairs. And I can't.
Hold on a minute. You don't think that she gave you 20 to give to your friends? Get out of here. You definitely did give me a pair. I think you gave me, no, you know what it is? I tried a pair on, they didn't look good on me. And I thought only because I have a huge head, that's not a dig on her glasses at all. But it was just like not going to work. But I remember thinking, ugh, I kind of just want to take them so I could say I have J-Lo's glasses. You know what I mean? But I'm an honest, hardworking girl and I didn't do that.
Do you want to hold on for, take a pause for 1 second while I run and go get my sunglasses?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh my God. That's hysterical.
It won't take long.
No, do your thing.
Still have these.
Oh my God. See, these look great. These are from her. You didn't let me try these on.
Yeah, of course I didn't because I was keeping them.
These are gorgeous. Wow.
Thank you.
I wish I could. Ugh, this is exactly my shape too. Like a big glamorous cat eye. That's my look. Mm. Well, I guess I know where we stand as friends, and that's good for me to know. Julie, when you look back, you've been working seriously since you were like a newborn baby. I feel like you've been acting. When did you start acting? Mm-hmm. How old were you?
I was young. I started working in theater, this like really fringe off-Broadway theater company when I was 12.
Yeah.
And then was part of the company for a few years, mm-hmm. but then started auditioning for film and TV as a teenager. So
did you ever work with Julie Taymor at that theater?
No, I auditioned for her though.
Interesting. Interesting. Because she did my Syria show. And when she said La Mama, I was like, that would be so funny if you and Julie and Julia, you know what I mean, got together.
Oh, I wish. She's a genius.
But, a true genius. So you, your breakout was Save the Last Dance, though.
Yes. I mean, 10 Things I Hate About You came out just before that and kind of started to change things for me. But
I would say 100%. Did it become...
Save the Last Dance was a big one.
At that age, I'm wondering, and please, if these questions are like too annoying or you're like, you've answered them a million times, don't answer it. But do you think it's healthy for like young girls to get famous? I feel like why I'm asking you is the pressure had to be really scary in a way, even though it's exciting and obviously, but everybody loved you and everyone loves those movies. But it's like, were you ever kind of nervous about the exposure or anything like that?
Well, I'm in hindsight, sure. I've been in therapy, you know, to do, but I think going to college helped me a lot. Because even though you're in a bit of a fishbowl and for a second people are like, oh, Julia Stiles is going to our school. At the same time, they forget about it very quickly and move on to like, we, you know, our peers were studying to be doctors. Can you believe it?
I mean, and, honestly, don't trust them. No, edit that out. Edit that out.
And then our, you know, and professors, like you still have to do your homework, you know, so that was a good way to, for me to keep things in perspective. Yeah, I mean, it's so funny. It's like you have this expression. Well, I'll also say that I'm really grateful for those opportunities.
Of course.
Because no matter what, it means that I, yeah, they're great opportunities. I'm really glad that people watch the movies that I made and still talk about them because that's what you want as a performer. And it's afforded me so much, you know, it's afforded me more opportunities. And I just am happy to be, you know, a working actress.
I mean,
so
that's
whether,
the dream.
I mean, I guess, yeah. I guess, yes, yes. I guess in an ideal world, would I have been a little bit older? Maybe, but it's like, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube.
Well, that's actually so beautiful. I'm like teary eyed, but I remember when you were young, it was like you, Natalie Portman, Kirsten Dunst. I said what I said. I'm also old.
Excuse me.
Am I not older than you? I think I am.
No, I'm older than you. No. I don't know. We're probably the same age, but it doesn't matter. We're not old. We're thriving.
We're obviously gorgeous
when
and young,
young
and stunning.
How dare you?
I'm going to break out into Adele's version any second. Don't start. We have 5 minutes. I know you have to go at 6 on the nose, so I'm like trying to wrap it up. But when you were younger, does that make you feel good? Natalie, I can tell. Listener, she got so close up into that Zoom camera when I said that. I just saw two nostril holes and J-Lo's glasses. And I'm like, you know what? I said what I said and it's fine. You were coming up with all, I mean, there was like a moment when you were young, I feel like now it's not the same, where there were all these like ingenues, like a you and a Natalie and a Kirsten, and I'm sure you can name a few others. Were you all friends? Was there like a rat pack for like young actresses, or is that a stupid thing to ask? Because I feel like there was like that Ivy League thing. Did you ever feel competitive with Natalie Portman? That's a good question.
No, I looked up to her. Certainly. Yeah. I looked up to her. Definitely. And I still do. So in some ways it's, sounds like I'm giving like a really political answer, but in all honesty,
I believe you actually,
I really do look up to her and I feel like she's always set a nice, nice thing, you know, an example of, something that I could aspire to like all through her career,
yeah.
You know, and particularly as she's grown up. As well. So I'd rather that than like trying to follow somebody that I don't identify with.
Well, hello. It's funny to me because I'm trying to get you to be salty and I know you well enough to know that you never will. She's so smart. Like there's nothing.
If you turn this voice memo off. Yeah. I know
she's been, I'm trying to trick someone who's been in the business since she was like 11. Like, duh, like it's not going to happen, but no, you know what I mean by that. It's more for me. I think reflectively, like looking back for me, I'm speaking like looking back when I lived in LA or when I started doing comedy, there are a lot of things where, ugh, I wish I could like go back and do differently and socially, especially, I think.
Oh, I want to do over on like a million things. Like the first half of my career, I want to do over on. Like I look back at, just because I'm not bragging here. I'm actually honestly saying like, I feel like I was too young to be given some of the opportunities that I was given. So like I did Shakespeare in the Park. I didn't know what I was doing. Oh, I knew I was reading Shakespeare in college, but I didn't know how to perform it. And definitely want to do over on that. I got to host SNL. Would love a do over on that because now I know I have more skills. I'm just, you know, at the time I was just sort of like doing things trial and error.
I wish they would let you host SNL again. I really mean that. I feel like that is such a
fun... If you want me to, by the way, to trash talk, we need like another hour, because if you want me to talk shit about people, we just need to talk about politics.
Let's talk politics. I'll do it. Wait, we don't have a lot of time. And by the way, I'll sit here another half an hour with you, but I know you have a hard out at 6. Is that right or wrong?
I do. Yeah. No, I do. I have to pick
up. So we have 2 minutes. Cool. Julia Stiles, who are you endorsing for president November 3rd?
Oh, fucking... You know the answer to that. First of all, yeah. I was like, I thought we were going to spend the whole hour talking about the vice presidential debate last night.
Ugh.
My heart is palpitating right now. Of course, I'm voting for Biden and Harris.
Yeah,
I already sent in my request for a absentee ballot, which, you know, then I have to get the ballot.
Yeah.
But I encourage everyone to vote and vote early. Not voting is a vote for Trump.
That's
and
right.
The world is so fucked up right now and it's too much chaos. And I'm preaching to the choir, I hope.
I mean, everyone listening is, I've shunned every Trump voter. I call them racist to their face. Like, you know, I do my morning show and I have a lot of women, it's always a white woman, sometimes a white guy, but mostly a white woman who messages me and goes, you know, I think you're funny, but all that anti-Trump talk. And I go, you don't have to think I'm funny. Like, you know, if you find me funny,
yeah,
then here where my
me.
Heart is. Yeah, unfollow me. It's like, there's no excuse that you can make to me as a Trump voter that doesn't tell me that you're like a white supremacist retroactive idiot, basically.
I mean, all of it. Where do we start? We shouldn't even give him airtime, really. But
I agree with you there.
I mean, forgive, there's a million things that he has done that are so horrifying. Nothing sticks. And then we'll just go back to like 2 days ago, 3 days ago when he said last weekend, when he said, COVID's not a big deal.
Yeah,
don't let it change your life. 200,000 people dead.
Did you see what
later.
He looked like?
You know, I mean, it's like,
are you looking at what he looks like?
Sticks.
I don't think he's making it to the election. That's my prediction. I saw the videos of him. I can say that. I saw the videos of him. He looks like when Dave Chappelle played the crackhead on Chappelle's Show, where he has like the white around the mouth and just like the shakes, little eye, big eye. He has a look that is, I mean, obviously he's mentally unwell before he got infected with the shit, but it's like.
And before he was injected with drugs that are apparently going to make you crazy. But the problem is that look at what we've been reduced to. Look at what we've been reduced to in terms of like just trash talking people. The president of the United States.
I know.
States.
And I did it to you the whole episode.
I'm talking so fast because I'm
I
so
did it to you the whole episode. And also, what about the fact that they tried to kidnap the Michigan governor? You saw that all. And by the
about this.
Oh, there was a plot. The FBI arrested like 8 or 9 guys. I just saw it right before we started, who were trying to kidnap. Her name is Gretchen something. It'll come to me. But, oh, this is killing me. Tracy, if you know, tell me. It's top of the Daily Mail. I'm going to show you what these guys look like. And you tell me, it is as though, thank you, Governor Whitmer. When I tell you that it looks like if a director was casting the most inbred looking, like cold mountain, Civil War, you know, mountainside thieves. You know what I mean by that? All of them share that same look. It's like that. I don't know if you can tell from this like grainy situation, but they just all look
scary.
Like deliverance. And that is, these are militias and it's horrible. I don't want to end on this note. I want to end with nothing, but
no, we have to end on a happy note.
Happy note. Let me say this to you, Julia. You paid me so many compliments. I will tell you this. I have always been so grateful to know you. First of all, I feel like this is like a sign off for life. Well, it's been fun knowing you. God forbid. No. But I've always adored you so much. You've always been an incredibly lovely and generous friend. And I'm always over the moon excited when I see you on screen in any capacity, anywhere. I'm really proud to know you. I genuinely mean that. And I'm just thrilled for everything. And I love your family and I adore you.
Oh, I look forward to getting to have a toast with you in person someday, even if we're standing 6 feet apart from each other and can't clink glasses.
If I could come to Canada, I would literally visit you in Vancouver. That's the sick thing. Follow Julia on Instagram and on Twitter at Miss Julia Stiles, and watch Riviera, which is on, it's a Sky original. You can watch it here in the States on Amazon and Sundance Now. We didn't even talk about the traveling. I mean, it's the dream job. You basically are on like semester at sea on the show. It's crazy.
It's amazing. Yeah. It is a dream job.
It's incredible. It's a dream job. But I know that your schedule is crazy. And so for you to take the time to talk to me today really meant the world. And I adore you.
adore you too.
Guys, we will see you next week. Thank you for downloading and listening and reviewing. And Julie, thank you. And yes, I'll literally call you tonight. I mean, don't invite me into your home because I'll never leave is my point. Thanks, Julia Stiles. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Midnight Snack with Michelle Collins is executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Produced by Tracy Soren. Original theme music by Gabe Lopez. Cover art by Ben Wiseman. To listen to this podcast ad-free, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcasts.com/plus. Check out video clips of our podcasts on YouTube at youtube.com/foreverdogteam. And make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Forever Dog Team to keep up with all the latest Forever Dog news.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And that's the episode. We hope you loved it. Again, if you want to hear the show every single day, go to www.patreon.com/mishcall, M-I-C-H-C-O-L-L. You can also follow me on Instagram, X, TikTok, all the things. Mishcall, M-I-C-H-C-O-L-L. I'm running myself into the ground for content and I want you to be a part of it. So we'll see you over there. And thanks again for joining us. Bye, guys.